Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. When you think about Israel, Israel's like 75 miles wide at its widest point.
About the size of New Jersey.
About the widest point. I mean, 1 hour, you can get to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of just packed in there in the Middle East. And when you understand the sites, Pico, and hopefully we'll make that related to you on the VFN Torch, where you can see what happened there, but it's just the cutting up of the Ottoman Empire. But it's because they chose the wrong side. They chose not to fight, you know, with the winning side of World War One, and they partnered with the other side. And so they end up, you know, that's one of the things that happened when the British came in and began to divide up that land. But I mean, God's not going to give up Israel. I mean, he's not, you know, as a matter of fact, it's going to actually expand the coming land grab,
right,
as Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence talked about. We have that available to you on the VFN Torch, but it's coming. And you're going to see the expansion of the authentic borders of Israel taking place. But right now, I want you to understand and see what's happening with King of Jordan, King Abdullah, how that they're wanting to come in and focus on him and begin to remove the kings. They're trying to remove Assad now from Syria. And it seems like our leaders seem to be somewhat
in agreement with that.
In agreement with that.
Yeah.
Well, that is a buffer zone for the West and for Israel. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
In January 2015, ISIS shocked the world by burning a captured Jordanian pilot alive. The act also put the Islamic State and Jordan on a collision course. King Abdullah and his country are a critical ally against ISIS and a strategic asset to Israel.
Here's why. Jordan sits on Israel's eastern border. As we look at the Jordan Valley, you can see that it forms a natural geographic and strategic barrier on Israel's eastern front. It's one reason why Jordan plays such a crucial role in today's Middle East.
Many Americans, many Westerners don't even think about Jordan as an important country, right? But Jordan is the eastern cornerstone of the security architecture that keeps Israel safe and is the buffer, the frontline buffer against the wave of Islamic Jihad that is coming towards the West.
Best-selling author Joe Rosenberg wrote about Jordan in his latest series. He also enjoyed what a central character in his novels got to do, meet King Abdullah of Jordan.
What happened was the King Abdullah, the King of Jordan, read one of my novels. It happened to be The First Hostage. He read it in January. A friend of his had read it and gave it to him. And he enjoyed it and invited me and my wife to come and visit him.
Rosenberg also included the king in his latest two books. From their time together, Rosenberg discovered the enormous pressures facing King Abdullah and his kingdom. He wrote about those challenges recently in the Jerusalem Post.
The moment is incredibly dangerous, meaning he's got 30% of his population aren't Jordanian citizens. They're Syrians, they're Iraqi refugees, and nobody exactly knows who each person is. What percentage of them are loyal to ISIS? How many of them are members of ISIS sleeper cells? Nobody knows.
It's a concern shared by Israeli Deputy Chief of Staff, General Yair Golan.
Jordan is terrifying by the presence of the Islamic State in Jordan cities and towns.
While Golan is optimistic about Jordan's stability, he agrees with Rosenberg that ISIS could turn its sights there.
We know that ISIS is trying to bring down the government of Iraq. We know that ISIS is trying to bring down the government of Syria. The question is, where do they go next? Now, I'm not saying that definitively Jordan will be the next place that they try to overthrow, but it makes sense.
Jordan's King Abdullah appears qualified and ready for any threat from ISIS. Trained as a commando, he serves as general commander of Jordanian special forces. The king made headlines around the world when he personally led a strike against the Islamic State after ISIS killed the Jordanian pilot.
The king understands instinctively how to fight terror and how to train his military to deal with, and his security forces to deal with this threat. But will that be enough? That's the question.
The Syrian refugee situation is also a burden. Since the Syrian civil war began, Jordan's population has exploded, 30%.
30% more, that's 60 million people. Imagine the American people, American government having to take care of the food, clothing, shelter, education, health care for 60 million non-citizens. That's what Jordan is essentially facing.
Rosenberg believes the U.S. can do more to stand with his strategic Arab ally.
We learned that Jordan only has 8 working Black Hawk helicopters. And we were told that 12 are needed to effectively run the type of cross-border, anti-terror, anti-ISIS raids into Syria, into Iraq that are needed. Now, the United States has promised to give 8 more Black Hawks at the end of 2017. I have to ask, why are we waiting? If Jordan's king is willing to be in the fight, is in the fight against ISIS, why don't we give him these helicopters now?
He also believes King Abdullah fits the kind of Muslim leader the West needs now.
He is a moderate. He believes in Jews, Christians, and Muslims working together. He's actively in a hot war, fighting against Islamic extremism and radicalism, apocalyptic Islam. Here's a guy who is our ally and wants to help and is helping. This is what we want, right? We hear people say, well, how come we don't hear Muslims standing up against these radicals, standing up against these jihadists? How come they're not doing anything? He is. King Abdullah is. We need to help him, lest, we wake up one day and find that we didn't do enough, and he and his government are gone.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, the Jordan Valley.
Thank God for King Abdullah. Thank God for King Abdullah. I mean, how many people are even talking about him? Of course, what we've heard from John Guadola, they're not pleased with him in regards to he's not Muslim enough for them. There's no such thing, according to former FBI agent John Guadola, who has a ministry called Understanding the Threat. And that, radical or loyalist to the Quran and to Islam who doesn't believe there's no such thing as a matter of fact, he said to pull away from the original teachings of Muhammad is
apostasy
and a capital offense, punishable by death. And so to be professed to be a moderate Muslim in their eyes is a punishable by death. But in regards to Israel's eyes and those who like freedom, it's a positive thing that he is for a fight, working together with Christians and Jews to be able to maintain peace and freedom. I thank God for King Abdullah. And think about this, 60 million people. Imagine having 60 million people in the borders of America. They have no food, no shelter, and we're taking care of them. I mean, you think the roles for the uninsured are a big issue. Think about 60 million folks.
Right.
And not only that, now imagine 60 million. Out of those 60 million, a large percentage of them may be sympathetic or maybe full outright radical in a little small country. I mean, this is a major threat. And it's one of the words that was spoken early on was first the dictators, then the kings. Well, the dictators are like Gaddafi and the ones that have been taken down. The kings are like King Assad and King Abdullah. And we got to begin to pray that the Lord will protect Israel and protect those that stand up for freedom. And God will bless those who bless Israel. Even if it's a moderate Muslim, God will bless King Abdullah if he's standing with Israel and protect. So you think about that. Here is King Abdullah. And he needs help now. And they're saying, we're going to give you 8 Black Hawk helicopters at the end of 2017.
Knowing what's going on right now.
Yes. Seeing that our own president said the Middle East needs to be organized.
Right.
And he is a mentored one from Saul Alinsky. And is it because things are going to be accomplished? Your plans accomplished by that time in 2017? Because you actually need the weapons before the enemy tries to kill you and destroy you and do away with your borders of the country. And we need to pray that, think about this, that our Congress and our leaders and our leaders should just wake up and say, we need to stand with those who stand for freedom and stand for Israel and stand for America. King Abdullah is one of those folks.
Yeah.
And that's a buffer zone. Look how big that buffer zone is between Saudi Arabia and Iran and other countries that are there, how it's keeping all that from rushing into to Israel. And a lot of that land in Jordan, I believe it was in the 1967 war where, Israel was under attack during that time, and they took all that land to be able to survive this attack that was coming against them. They won it. and they captured a lot of the land of Egypt, I believe, and Jordan. They gave it back.
Yep.
They just gave it back.
In the name of peace.
In the name of peace. That's working, isn't it? Yeah. Still some more land. And so now King Jordan, but he has maintained that front. He has maintained that front. And it's important to understand and say, listen, if that's the barrier between jihad and freedom, you know, it's important for him to be able to stand. If you read the book by Kamal Saleem.
The Coalition.
Yeah, and General Jerry Boykin, that the Coalition, you know, you're looking at things going on in the Middle East and you're thinking, oh, they're promoting one concept that these guys are wanting to take over, you know, from, you know, Iran and that type of stuff. But it ends up this way. This is what they say in their book. The conclusion is that they want the oil of Saudi Arabia. They want the oil. And right now, whoever controls the oil has a lot of influence in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And these wind farms are going to mean a lot to us. But of course, I heard we have enough shale oil in the soil of America more than Saudi Arabia has oil.
Wow.
We just got to begin to focus on using it. For some reason, we've been using oil from other nations and not using our own resources.
And now using what we have here.
Kind of strange, but we may be using it pretty soon. But I want to pray for you. I want to pray that the Lord would just encourage you. And though we're hearing this word from Brian Carnes, and though we're hearing the stand in Washington, D.C. with Jonathan Cahn, understand that if we do humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear us. And he'll just put stop on the plans that are meant for destruction. He'll stop the plans of the enemy. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.